My guest this morning is Bishop Michael Saltarelli. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Tomorrow is the big day. Bishop Fran Mullooly becomes the ninth bishop of the Diocese of Wilmington, and you get to be, I think you describe it as senior statesman, kind of step back a little bit.
And, exactly.
And breathe a sigh of relief, probably. It's probably, it's bittersweet for you, I would think.
What makes it so wonderful is the fact that Bishop Mullooly is taking the reins. I'm very, very peaceful with that. I think, as I have indicated over and over again, the diocese has been greatly blessed. I couldn't be happier in this appointment, and I thank God for it.
Mm-hmm. And you've been a priest for many, many years.
48, but who's counting?
I guess it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, retirement for you, do you think?
The wonderful thing about being a priest is that you never stop being a priest.
Yeah.
And so while different roles might be exchanged, and as I said, I'm passing the baton on, it doesn't mean I stop being the priest that God called me to be originally, and so I look forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about Bishop Mullooly, and we have a lot of things to discuss this morning. But let's go back 12 or so years. When you first arrived in the Diocese of Wilmington, what were your first impressions?
I guess I was a little scared. The unknown, having the responsibility, the awesome responsibility of being the shepherd for a very concentrated flock, was awesome, but that didn't last too long.
Mm-hmm. What do you like the most about the diocese?
What I like most about the Diocese of Wilmington is its people, its priests, the religious, the deacons, the wonderful, wonderful spirit of faith that is there. And certainly I have gotten more out of being here than I have given.
Mm-hmm. When you came here 12 years ago, was there anything that surprised you about the diocese?
Yeah, the great size, the vastness, the geography of the diocese.
Mm-hmm.
Having come from another place that was quite confining and quite congested, to have to be able to travel throughout the diocese and see wide open spaces, to see cornfields and cows and all those wonderful things that nature lovingly supplies to us. I really enjoyed that, and I was fairly surprised, as they said, at its vastness. 5,000 square miles.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot of territory.
And pardon me, you and I were both city boys, and I think you, like I, really do love the Eastern Shore parts of the diocese.
I have to be careful. I love the whole diocese, Bob. I do, but there is a special attraction to the Eastern Shore. There's no doubt about it. Not only is beaches, but it's slower, more peaceful, tranquil way of living, and I enjoy that very much.
Who are some of the people that you've met here in the diocese who've become your friends?
Now, I don't want to sound Pollyannish. I would hope that everybody has become my friends, but human nature being what it is, and original sin still being part of the human condition, I'm sure that there are some people whom I might have not as been as nice to as I could have been. But I think for the most part, the people here have been tremendously friendly, and the overwhelming majority certainly have given the respect and the reverence that is due to the office of the bishop. And for that, I am grateful.
Mm-hmm. What has been the most rewarding aspect of your ministry as bishop of the diocese?
I think I can speak for any bishop when in answering, stating that ordaining young men to the priesthood of Jesus Christ is probably the most rewarding aspect of being a bishop. And the fact that I was privileged to ordain 24 men who are right now maybe one-fourth of the priests in active ministry in our diocese. Mm. I thank God for that great, great privilege that was given to me. I'm grateful to God for the privilege of confirming so many, many young people in our diocese. I was privileged to be the ordaining bishop these past 12 and a half years through all the confirmations in our diocese, and I think that was just another wonderful, wonderful privilege. Establishing 3 new parishes, a new high school, 2 new elementary schools. For those things, I am grateful, and for those things, I thank God.
You mentioned you've ordained 24 men to the priesthood in your time as Bishop of Wilmington. How are these men different from the men who were ordained in the 60s and 70s and you know when you were ordained?
There is a vast difference. Certainly we all enjoy the same privilege of being priests of Jesus Christ. But times are different. Times have changed. 48 years ago when I was ordained, I knew everything. I had all the answers. Young men today being ordained will tell you they come out, you know, seeking more and more and more. For me, these the more recently ordained are the real heroes in our church today. They know the crisis that we're dealing with. They know the problems that are there. When I was ordained, the whole world applauded. Young men now seeking to be ordained to the priesthood of Jesus Christ are questioned. Why? They're oftentimes even ridiculed, criticized. And so the fact that they continue to respond so lovingly, so generously, for me, these are the real heroes of our time.
Mm. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Bishop Michael Saltarelli. Tomorrow, Bishop Fran Mullooly will be installed as the new bishop of the Diocese of Wilmington, the diocese that covers the state of Delaware and the eastern shore of Maryland. What are some of your disappointments, Bishop, over the last 12 years?
I have a difficult time answering that question, Bob. I don't know if there have been disappointments. Certainly, you know, we're all part of the human condition, and there are, you know, ups and downs in all walks of life. And maybe by the grace of God, I don't focus too much on what could have been disappointments and focus more on the magnificent gifts that and privilege that having served here as bishop mm-hmm. has been for me.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned at the beginning of our conversation this morning that you feel the diocese is blessed to have Bishop Mullooly come in as the next bishop. Why do you feel that way?
I believe that Bishop Mullooly is an excellent fit for this diocese and that he knows a great part of it already. As he reminded us, he vacations on our eastern shore during many of the past summers. And while being here, he's gotten to know our priests. He's gotten to know some of the people. Certainly, he's gotten to know the geography of the land. Also, I know Bishop Mullooly. I've known him for almost 15 years now. And I know him to be a holy man. I know him to be a wise man. I know him to be a very smart person. Mm-hmm. And I think those are the things that have been lacking these past 13 years. And now that the Lord is making up for it. And I mean that sincerely. We have been blessed. This is he will be a good fit for us. He's pleasant. He's present. He loves people. He's asking the right questions. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he will continue to impress all of us as he has impressed us up to this point.
I'm sure you've had a number of conversations with Bishop Mullooly, and will continue to talk with Bishop Mullooly in the future as he begins to settle in his new position. But what's some of the advice that you're giving to Bishop Mullooly as he begins his ministry here?
I dare not give him any advice. I believe that that this man is fully equipped. He's very, very astute. He's very wise. And if he asks for some counsel, I'd be happy to offer my bit. But at the same time, I think Bishop Mullooly's coming here as a gift to us, and he brings his gifts, and we have to allow the bishop to unleash those precious gifts that he brings and to be the bishop that God calls him to be. Mm.
Well, tomorrow afternoon, you'll be officially retired. What aspect of your retirement are you looking forward to the most?
I don't know. Having never been retired before, having worked since I was 12 years old, maybe even a little earlier than that, in various jobs, having been a priest of Jesus Christ, thanks be to God, for 48 years, I really don't know what retirement includes. Mm-hmm. I certainly will be moving at a slower pace, and as I said, I have made and will continue to make myself available to the bishop and to our pastors, mm-hmm. As they need somebody to fill in for them, to preach a novena for them, to hear confessions. I look forward to all of that. I don't see myself sitting in a rocking chair on some porch, mm-hmm. And until I'm 90 years old.
Yeah.
Up until then, as long as the Lord gives me the strength and the energy, I'll continue to do whatever I can.
How about sleeping in? You're going to sleep in a little bit?
I wish I could.
Are you going to do a rut, I guess, in your
body clock? It's not something that's part of my nature.
Yeah.
I awaken every morning about 4:30, 5 o'clock,
yeah.
And I ask myself why, but I guess I'm ready to greet the day. Although, come 10 o'clock, the lights go out anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, great. Well, as you approach this new phase in your ministry, are there any messages that you like to give to the lay people, the priests, the deacons, the religious of this wonderful diocese of ours?
There is definitely the two words, thank you. A great big thank you to all of the people who are the diocese of Wilmington, the state of Delaware and the beautiful eastern shore of Maryland. I am grateful to them for the inspiration that they have been to me every day. They're living out the faith. The sacrifices they make for their children, for Catholic schools, for the needy of the diocese, sharing even the little that they sometimes have in response to the teachings of Christ, to be concerned about the needs of our brothers and sisters. That you cannot put in a bottle. That you can only experience, and you try to respond to that as lovingly as you can. But the two words I have, and I will say them over and over again, is I thank God for what I have experienced these 12 and a half years, and I look forward to serving God's people as they so rightfully deserve.
Bishop Michael Saltarelli, thanks so much for your ministry among us the last 12 and a half years, and we wish you continued blessings as you enter this new phase of your ministry.
Thank you very much.